When you are as a character in the movie, you're following the script, right? You're living it with very emotionally and whatnot. Now, what if you were becoming the director of that same movie and choose which path you want to select at one point or another? Instead of reacting, you start to set an intention and act.
Hi, I'm Deborah Rosman, and a warm welcome to our listeners. Each month for the Ad Heart podcast, I have the privilege of interviewing individuals who are contributing to the creation of a more heart-based world. This month, I'm talking with Arnaud St. Paul on the heart of leadership. Arnaud's vision is to open billions of hearts and help them find harmony inside and out. He's the founder of the Heartful Method. He lives in Paris, New York, in LA as well, and is a philanthropist and award-winning serial software finance and social impact entrepreneur. What interested me most in talking with Arnaud is saying he started his quest to live through his heart at age 13. And throughout his career, he's directly helped hundreds of individuals and inspired more than 50 million people internationally to connect to their heart. Welcome, Arnaud.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for having me. It's a blessing.
Arnaud, tell us, what inspired you at the age of 13 to live through the heart? What does that mean to you?
I mean, I could say, you know, yes, it was easy, etc. No, not necessarily. It wasn't necessarily a conscious choice. I guess at the time, reality was offering me a series of truths, and somehow it felt that what I felt inside of me felt more important than what was being offered to my world by my world. And so it was the start of a long journey, because, you know, it has been already four decades and counting. And at that time, not only was I pushed to figure out who am I, because, you know, okay, I get these truths, but what does that mean? And where does that go? And what it means to be human, and so on and so forth. But for some reason, I was pushed to, the way I was understanding that quest was, who am I? How can I live my heart with my heart and through my heart instead of the mind, which I found very unreliable. And that's how it started. And lots of left turns and right turns and trying to figure out the path, right? Came together throughout the next 30 years, what I call now the Heartful Method, which is a series of charts that helps individuals to rewire themselves, to recable, to create new cables of understanding of not only reality, but ourselves. In other words, what it means to be human, or a spiritual being, having the fun experience of being human. That's another, like Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. So that's the journey on which I am now. And as you mentioned, it's, in the end, the experience I have is more harmony, more coherence, more cohesion, more resonance. And therefore, gradually, life becomes truly magical, where any vision that I may hold dear, which in this case is helping 1 billion people to open their heart to themselves, well, my world brings together the pieces that helps me to achieve that mission, and easily, without effort.
Hey.
But obviously, it took quite a while to get there. I'm not saying it
happened. Yes. So, but you said along the way, you've already inspired more than 50 million people internationally. What's the number, 50 million? What did you do to help 50 million people connect to their heart?
Well, it was at the time of social media at the beginning, right? Uh-huh. At the time, you know, with Facebook algorithms and whatnot, et cetera. At that time, and I think if I remember correctly, it was at that time that I connected with HeartMath as well. We created inspiring messages that would help individuals to really shift their vibration a bit higher, helping them to connect to their essence, So these, positive memes, I guess, and we created thousands and thousands of them, and some of them were being shared millions of times, and therefore, gradually it becomes a big number of views and of engagement, and therefore we got huge amount of testimonials showing how it was impacting their lives. So
Beautiful.
that's how I started that journey.
We hear the term, and we use it at HeartMath too in our training programs and organizations, the heart of leadership. Because, we know leaders who have heart inspire people, and they inspire a lot of people, and they also improve outcomes. But why do you think more executives who, like you work with many executives, leaders, don't embrace the values of the heart, even though they conceptually know leaders who have heart are inspiring and get more results. What do you see as the disconnect?
The only disconnect we can observe is the one we still believe we have within ourselves. Now, there is always a disconnect from a language perspective, where some people will see from a mind perspective that, if we're talking about heart and all the soft skills, then it means that it's not that important. That's one way of looking at things. Another can be from a HeartMath viewpoint, for instance, or ours, where these soft skills are actually the very foundation of any experience in life, including the business ones. So if you make the impasse on that, then all of a sudden the rest doesn't fit. It doesn't have a clear foundation. So the disconnect is first and foremost one of prioritization, what is essential in a business setting. And I believe the premise we do have is that any business experience happens on a human one first and foremost, right? And what we see in our work in heart leadership is that every single business challenge, every single business conversations, discussions, anything is always related to the actual individual and who he believes to be. So the moment we are able to release whichever trauma that has created that challenge, it goes away. And therefore, we see companies accelerating their growth. We see the individuals blossoming further in all areas of their lives. So it has for us a direct impact. So if the more an individual or an organization gets into more coherence, the more impact it will have on the world, whether financial, social, environmental, etc. It's mathematic. It's not a soft skill at all. On the very contrary, it's actually an essential skill, I would say, if you can call it a skill, which is another conversation.
What do you mean by the heart economy?
Oh, so about a year ago, I was inspired to. So we have the Heart Leadership Institute called Tapuat. That's where we work with companies. But also, I was looking for a space where heart leaders can practice together. And that's how the Heart Economy was born in New York last year, where I created a community where individual leaders of companies or otherwise can be part of the membership and there practice an ongoing way, sorry, heart leadership, so that they continue evolving across time and not just learn something and then forget about it, right? You know very well it's the same case at HeartMath is you get the device, but then you have to do something about it, right? So that's the same principle here. And the individuals then can not only we have seen started to see ripple effects that, whenever they start practicing, then they start to teach it to other people, which is amazing. And then they bring that in their companies, and then we start working with the overall organization.
Yeah, you've talked about when we practice heart leadership, we're positively impacting the outcome and the bottom line of the business. What are
Yes.
some examples of when people like the executives you work with start to practice and their changes to their, of course, change relationships and how they conduct business, but what are some examples where it practically improves the outcome of the business?
So let me rewind a little bit first. The premise on which heart leadership is based is that this world is one of vibration. Everything is vibration.
Right.
And that has a very direct impact because that also means that everything is a reflection of everything. It's a holographic universe. And what that implies is, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that any challenge that I meet is always a reflection of what I believe to be related to myself. Example, I had that CEO who of a big startup, and he, all of a sudden, his company was plagiarized on a website by a competitor. And the whole website was copied and so on, which is quite a big crisis for a company, right? And so that plus a few other incidents happened in their life, in the life of the CEO at that in that week. And so we started to figure out where does that come from? Because it's a pattern that is showing in this case. And so there, I saw that there was a lack of integrity, which is what the company was showing, right? In that case, the company that was copying them. And we found that there was an incident that put in jeopardy the integrity of the CEO when he was a teenager. He was, taking things and so on, like any young kid could do. And he was still feeling guilty about it to this day, to this date, to this day. And so that was the premise, the start of the pattern he was experiencing now as the CEO of the company. We released that guilt the very next week. Not only the company in question apologized publicly in a conference about what they had done and so on and so forth, but also a nine-figure contract fell on their lap in that same week. So there's a very direct relationship to whatever we hold on in terms of limiting beliefs in this case, and the actual expansive manifestation of what our vision. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah. How do the executives you work with respond to everything's vibration and frequency? Obviously, that's a lot of our research at HeartMath. We all know that. But does that seem too abstract, or how do they respond when you talk about that?
It depends on whom. We have created an assessment that enables us to score an individual or, along with the seven pillars of heart leadership. And according to that score, we know roughly when a person is ready for that kind of concept. It's not given to anyone. And we have curricula that prepares people to that threshold where we can start having that conversation with them. Once they are in tune with that concept, it goes wonderfully. It's once they get it, it's like you want to do more of it all the time and for the rest of your life because it feels so free and power and you give yourself so much power to be able to modify and release anything that was hampering you and seeing the results immediately. It's a bit of an addiction by itself. And so our clients all stay for years and years, continue practicing with us because it's really freeing for them.
Like you're saying, we are all leaders of our own self, or
Yes.
consciously or unconsciously, and we need to become our conscious leaders. What are some things that our listeners can do to help them become heart leaders in their personal day-to-day life, business?
So the first thing we can, and actually I was talking about it this at lunch today. The first step is to realize to the best of our ability in our experience, I'm not talking about as a concept, but as something that is being lived, that every single moment is an opportunity to see our own reflection in one way or another. So Mr. So-and-so is going to show me this facet. Mrs. So-and-so is going to show me that other facet of me, right? And whatever is being said, or again, a situation, a challenge, etc., looking at it from that viewpoint as a reflection, so that we can become aware of where it is that we stand related to ourselves. And when we do that, magic can start to happen, because by becoming more aware, we are therefore are tending to our vibration. We are becoming a more having a broader viewpoint of our reality. And then we can start making new choices, more conscious choices, that enables us to expand further than what was possible before. When you are as a character in a movie, you're following the script, right? You're living it with very emotionally and whatnot. Now, what if you were becoming the director of that same movie and choose which path you want to select at one point or another? Instead of reacting, you start to set an intention and act, right? That's the same in heart math. So, and that shift we're talking about is really going from the mind to the heart. The heart only understands vibration. That's the only patterns that he understands. And the language of the heart is feeling. It's not thinking. So if we can feel ourselves, if we can feel whichever situation that unfolds in front of us, if we can follow the guidance of our feeling, and where we can find more excitement, joy, etc., then we have a beautiful compass that is there within us now.
Very, very beautifully said. I agree. What is your vision of how we can bring the heart to a billion people? I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Yes. Well, the beautiful thing that we are seeing is that I was making some projections earlier. Mm-hmm. When we work with a company with 10,000 people for 10 years, we estimate that our impact will be on 220 million people. Because not only are we working with these 10,000 people, not only are we taking part of the money to help a further more people on that journey, because we're helping entrepreneurs who cannot necessarily afford the business services we offer to big corporations, but also the same people that are training and practicing every day start to share it with more people. So we have a ripple effect of at least two or three times over. Mm-hmm. That's what we have seen so mm-hmm. far. So very quickly, I'm not saying that, you know, we're transforming the whole planet right away, but gradually it starts to resonate further, further, stronger and stronger. And so I really believe, actually I know, that this is going to unfold for the years to come, where we will reach this 1 billion and beyond. Not everyone at the same level, obviously, but that language of feeling with your heart and navigate your reality through your heart is happening.
Yes.
And to more and more people, it will happen.
Yes, I love that. You know, we always talk about how the intelligence of the heart, and it is through feeling that we access that, our heart's intuitive guidance, is really the next level of human consciousness. I mean, that's yes. the only way we're going to release our separation and polarization and judgments and all the stuff that.
Yes.
So it's happening. There's a big heart awakening happening. And certainly in our work here at HeartMath, we get to see it because people come to us and, you know, they all have the similar similar vision, awakening. They want that for themselves and others. So it's.
Yeah. So let's forget about AI and really jump into HI, right?
Yeah, heart intelligence, exactly. Wonderful. Is there anything else before we do our heart meditation together that you'd like to share with our listeners?
So many things. I mean, one thing also, probably to all your listeners, is that funnily enough, your heart loves you. It loves you infinitely. And sometimes we may want to let it guide us, show us the path, or show us, that intuition you were mentioning earlier, that moment of clarity, and we follow it right away without thinking, because thinking will kill it from the start. And trust that. So any challenge we see in business or in our lives, etc., they are just mere illusions that we have created for ourselves. And these famous challenges are actually messages from our heart to show us the path to ourselves, to more expansion and more love. And not love in the sense of, very woo-woo love or whatever you would call it, but more grounded, full, the grounded expression of you. Let's put it that way.
Lovely. Let's ponder that and take it into our heart meditation that we'll do together.
Thank you.
So let's focus in the heart and breathe in love and compassion and get still in the heart. And as you breathe out, radiate love and compassion into your mental, emotional, and physical systems. Breathe in love and compassion and radiate that as you breathe out into your mental, emotional, and physical systems. As you do this, see your heart, brain, body, and spirit all aligning in harmony and coherence. Doing this creates an energetic conduit for your heart's intuitive guidance and intelligence and love to move through your day-to-day interactions. Now envision yourself accessing and listening to your heart's intuitive guidance and promptings, and how you can lead your life more from your heart. Sometimes it's as simple as just consciously practicing more heart qualities, like more kindness, more patience, more allowance, more gratitude. Listen to your heart's guidance and promptings for you. Now, make a commitment to follow through on whatever your heart's guidance is suggesting. Now let's envision more and more people embracing the heart and the intelligence of the heart in their lives, their business, their families, especially in their own interactions with themselves and with others. And let's close by radiating and co-creating a reservoir of kind and compassionate heart energy that each of us can tap into over the next month when we need a lift in vibration, a lift in spirit, or more clarity or support from our heart's guidance. We can all contribute to that reservoir of heart energy. It makes it easier for each of us to reconnect with our own heart. And let's pause to radiate a moment of our collective love and compassion to all the people on the planet who are suffering from wars, famine, traumas, disasters. And just send some extra heart energy to help lift the vibration. Thank you, everyone, for participating in that heart meditation. Arno, is there any last words you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'd love to. I mean, as you mentioned throughout your literature, all of us, our lives are all about helping us to discover how we can love ourselves further. And that starts with acceptance, with self-acceptance. That starts with trust. Trust not only of ourselves, but also the world around us. In other words, living in a world of pronoia, which is a word from the English dictionary, which you may not be familiar with, which means a world that is here to support us, to nurture us. It's the antonym of paranoia. So I guess the invitation is, with that beautiful heart of ours, let's release any resistance, surrender to acceptance and trust, and therefore discover every moment as a beautiful opportunity to meet yourself. Whether it's in a business or personal context, it's the same thing. And by doing so, we start living more wholly, at peace with ourselves, with joy, but with a sense of unity in our own presence. And I believe that's the best program ever, right?
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, Arno. It's just been such a pleasure and deep to have this conversation. And I want to remind our listeners that you can watch the interactive online video course for free called the HeartMath Experience, available on HeartMath websites. It has five techniques to help you connect more with your heart's intelligence. And if you haven't done so already, check out the HeartMath app with a camera sensor that can really measure your coherence at the App Store or the Google Play stores. And the third Tuesday of every month, we publish a new Ad Heart podcast episode. So be sure you subscribe and don't miss our next guest and topic. Take care and see you next month.
Thank you for listening to the Ad Heart podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can catch the latest episodes. If you're wanting even more heart-inspired content, find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Look for HeartMath and also the HeartMath Institute. Both organizations are committed to helping activate the heart of humanity.